Are you waking up?
That's good.
Good morning, human. Is it morning? It's hard to tell this far down in the ocean. Huh? Who am I? Oh, right. Sorry for not introducing myself. As you can clearly see, I am a type of aquatic monster called a kraken. I have the upper half of one of your human females and 10 squid tentacles instead of legs. Huh. Oh, you already know what I am. I guess that makes sense. I guess human sailors probably have a lot of awful myths about aquatic monsters like me, huh? Oh no, I'm not going to eat you or whatever. We don't drag down sailors to kill them. Seeing as you're still alive, it should be pretty obvious that monsters save humans, not eat them. I appreciate that you're being so calm about this, by the way. I heard that my father screamed his head off when Mother claimed him, so this makes for a nice contrast. But why did I drag you down to the bottom of the ocean instead of the nearest landmass? Well, that's the thing. I saved your life, right? You definitely would have drowned if it wasn't for me. So you owe me your life now, right? You don't think that's how it works? Come on, don't sweat the details. I liked you. So I took you down to my home. See, that building is made of coral and limestone over there? That's my home. Do you like it? Oh, but look around you. See the walls of the dome? It looks like a giant bubble, right? Well, that's because it is. A magical bubble on the ocean floor, hundreds of meters down from the surface. Oh, but don't you worry. You don't have to worry about drowning while you're down here. Have you noticed that you've been breathing water this whole time? Yep, that's all my magic. That's why there's any light in here at all. I like it dark, but not that dark. Why, thank you. I'm glad to find someone who appreciates a good bit of magic. I do have a lot of time to practice down here. Why did I take you to my home? Isn't it obvious? I liked you, so I claimed you as mine. Jeez, do I really need to spell it out for you? You're my husband now, so obviously you'll need to live with me. You know, most aquatic monsters don't chat with their husbands like this before they've even fucked for the first time. It's usually more of a rape first, answer questions later kind of thing. See, my friends always called me weird for it, but I really don't want to do it with an unwilling partner. But look, I'm tired of seeing all my friends get husbands of their own, happily fucking each other all the time and having cute little babies. Living alone is getting to be kind of unbearable. You know, some of their kids are old enough to talk now. You know what they call me? Auntie. Like, what the hell? Do I look that old to you? I'm ranting. Look, you can exit the bubble and try to swim for the surface whenever you like. Thing is, we're so far down that you would definitely die from the pressure changes if you swam up in one go. So unless you think you can hold your breath for an hour, that's probably not happening anytime soon. So can you please just accept this? I don't really want to have to force you. It'll be better for both of us if you choose this willingly. And come on, I saved your life, didn't I? And does it really sound so bad, living on the bottom of the ocean? Sure, you're leaving all that surface stuff behind, but who really needs that anyway? Work and taxes and wars. There's none of those awful human problems here. I'll provide for all your needs, and in return, you just give me as much sex as I want. It's a win-win, right? All you're really going to have to do down here is clean up every now and then and take care of our kids. That's way better than being stuck on boring ships for weeks at a time, right? Really? Hooray! Oh, I'm so happy I could kiss you. Come here, my handsome husband. Ooh, I liked that. Did you feel it, that energy between us? We're even more compatible than I thought. I'm starting to get why all the other monsters like kissing so much. Now let's get those clothes off. Come on. You like that? My tentacles are pretty nimble, huh? From clothing to naked in 5 seconds flat. Oh, but look at you. You're one gorgeous man, you know. Look at these muscles. Your body feels really nice. I guess all that surface work isn't totally pointless if it gives you a body like this. You can touch me too, you know. You want to grab my tits, right? I saw how you were looking at them earlier. Oh, you're blushing. Are you embarrassed? You'll get more comfortable eventually, darling. Clothes are a nuisance underwater, so pretty much everyone down here is usually naked. Come now, don't be shy. Ah, much better. Do you like playing with my tits? I hope you do it more often, because I like it a lot. Ah, you're soaking on my nipples. Oh, that feels really good. You see how naturally it comes to you? That means we're a really good fit. But I think it's my turn to play with you. I'm gonna wrap you up now, okay? Don't freak out. There we go. Two around your legs, two around your back, and one for each of your arms. All done. Go on, try wiggling free from my grasp. Nope. You can barely move. You feel really good, by the way. Those suction cups on my tentacles, I can feel you through them. The body is just really fun to touch. Fuck, this is pretty hot. Seeing a sexy human man naked and helplessly bound, it's like enticing my instincts, or something. Oh? What's that poking me, I wonder? Oh, wow, you're as hard as a rock. Damn. Your cock is pretty nice. Oh, it's twitching. Look at his poor cock. So big and hard and so desperate for me. Do you need some attention, darling? I've got just the thing. Let me adjust your position. I want to see your face when your cock feels my tentacles for the first time. Are you ready, darling? Ready to fuck a kraken? Here we go. I'm gonna wrap around you. Now. Oh, fuck. Damn, you have a nice moan. I wish I had a mirror so you should see your face. Pretty good, huh? Like how my tentacles feel getting your dick all nice and slimy. They certainly like you, darling. My suction cups don't want to let go of their prize. Here, let me wrap you up more thoroughly. I'll entwine my tentacles and completely cover you. There we go. Doesn't that feel incredible? Having every inch of your hard cock covered in sticky, squishy pleasure. Oh, don't stop moaning for me. I love hearing how good I make you feel. But you know what? This is making me hungry, so let's escalate this. I'm gonna move you, okay? I saw a mermaid doing this with her husband. I think she called it 69. It looked pretty fun. So I'm going to hold you upside down and suck on you, and you can lick my pussy. Sound fun? Oh, you certainly dove right in. Is your cock getting even harder? Do you get off on being manipulated and moved around like a puppet? Don't tell me that you actually wanted me to force you. How naughty. Your tongue feels really good. It makes me really happy that you want this so badly. Such a good husband deserves a reward. I'll pull back my tentacles a bit, giving room for my mouth, and... Holy shit, no wonder all the other monsters love sucking dick so much. Why didn't you tell me that your dick was so tasty? I can't believe I've been missing this for so long. Your cock is so nice. I love how it feels inside my mouth. How do I taste, husband? I guess you really like it, judging by how eagerly you're eating my cock. You're certainly a quick learner. Oh, keep doing that. That was fucking great. You know what? I've been neglecting your balls. Let me add another tentacle and fix that. Oh, how could I let these poor little balls go neglected for so long? I've been so cruel to my husband. These poor balls are so full. Let me make it up to you. Getting close, darling. I need you to come for me. See, monsters just don't love sex. We feed on it. So I'm not just going to make you come. I'm going to devour you. I'm going to swallow everything you give me, darling. I'm going to feed from you, my handsome husband. Can't you feel it? You can feel how hungry I am, right? I want to feed just as badly as you want to come. Oh, come on, won't you feed me? Won't you give me your cum? I want to see how delicious you really are. Oh, yes, I feel you. You are about to come, yes. Come on, give it to me. Fuck. Holy shit. That was... I don't even have the words. I've never tasted something that good in my whole life. Like, how can I even begin to describe that taste? Eating your cum was more like eating an idea. It held everything about you, all of your qualities, and I fucking loved it. More. I need more. You're still hard, so let me flip you back to normal. Look at me, darling. I'll spread the folds of my pussy apart for you. I'm going to move you closer down. Take a really good look at me. This is my second mouth, darling. I can feed you. I can feed on you from here, too. See the soft, squishy pink of my insides? That's where your cock is going. Doesn't it look wonderful? I have a lot of control over it. It'll feel like a thousand tiny tentacles, all wrapping around you and milking you. Oh, that look in your eyes is too fucking much. I need you inside me. Gonna lift you up, line up your hips, and then... How is it possible that you already tasted even better? Fuck, you're so fucking good. How can this be so good? Your cock is one thing, but it's like I can taste your whole body now. I need to rub my tentacles all over you. Your back, your shoulders, your legs, every part of you tastes different. Oh, we're going to have to do this all the time now. I can never go without this. This is so, so good. Pushing you in, pulling you back out. Oh, fuck. You're bucking your hips now. Do you want some control, darling? Okay, you've been good. So I'll loosen my control on your left, on your lower half. Thrust into me, darling. Fuck your wife with all your might. Fuck! Oh, I kind of see the appeal of giving your partner the control now. Well, we'll have to experiment a lot with this. Damn it, you feel so fucking good. Harder, please. Fuck me harder. Oh, fuck, I can't hold it on much longer. Are you close, darling? I want us to come together. Yeah, yes, come in me. Come with me. Come in me. And let me feed from you again. I need that. I need you. Somehow, I think you tasted even better that way. That was just, wow, you're great, you know? I really picked a winner. You're fucking awesome, and a pretty awesome fuck, too. Thanks, I'm glad it was great for you. And I was right, isn't it? Wasn't I? It was a lot better because you chose it. That was getting kind of exhausting, though. I'm gonna pull you closer to me and let's cuddle like this for a while. Nobody can see into our bubble. This little world is just for you and me. You know, you might have just made yourself a father. Doesn't that sound nice? Having an adorable little Kraken daughter. I can't wait to make it into a reality. We're going to be really happy down here. Let's celebrate with another kiss. Thank you for accepting me. I'm yours now. And you're mine. Always.